This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for Thursday, March 18th, 2021. Jefferson County added a second case of COVID-19 this week, a woman in her 50s. This brings the case total to 338. There are two active cases in isolation and 33 people are now awaiting test results. Vaccination continues at a rapid rate. Jefferson Health reports that it has administered 12,798 doses and that 18% of the county's population is fully inoculated. And while the hospital will continue as the county's main vaccination provider, the Department of Public Health expects to sponsor weekly vaccination clinics at the Chimicum School District's multipurpose room beginning this Sunday, March 21st. With these two sources, the county is well on its way to get all adults into the vaccination pipeline by May 1st, keeping a promise from President Joe Biden. To book at Jefferson Healthcare, select the blue It's My Turn button on the hospital's website. To book an appointment at the mass event, call 360-344-9791 or access the web link on today's news transcript at kptz.org. Additionally, multiple pharmacies in the area have been receiving small amounts of vaccine and will continue to offer services as supplies become available. Health officials advise people to get vaccinated wherever they can, but be advised that you need to get both doses at the same location. To assist community members who have limited mobility, need to utilize public transportation, or need to be within walking distance of the emergency department, Jefferson Healthcare will offer a half-day clinic in the main conference room on April 6th with a second dose appointment on April 27th. Those interested can schedule by calling the emergency management number at 360-344-9791. In a normal spring, Port Townsend would prepare for the summer festival schedule. While both the Port Townsend Film Festival and the Centrum program schedules are anticipating online programs this year, the Rhody Festival is clinging to the hope that it can offer at least a portion of its regular celebration in late summer, providing the state's COVID-19 restrictions on festivals and large gatherings are lifted. The festival usually occurs during the third week in May. It was canceled last year at the onset of the pandemic. This year, the Rhody Board will meet in May to decide how and whether to proceed. Rhody President Lori Morris told KPTZ that the organization is hoping to hold its two core events, the parade and the carnival, while eliminating some other activities such as the pet and kitty parades. Morris said she is devastated by this necessary action, a sentiment shared by the three young women serving as Rhody royalty for the second year who may not be able to participate in any activities. She told us she is sad for the town, but the circumstances are out of their control. The safety of the community comes before tradition. This would be the festival's 86th year. While many of the summer's festivals are geared toward tourists, Rhody has always been a community homecoming for past participants and expatriate locals. Tune into KPTZ in late May for the latest Rhody news. The Port Townsend City Council on Monday unanimously approved a no-cost 20-year lease for KPTC to build a microwave tower at the Morgan Hill Reservoir. The new tower, which is adjacent to an existing emergency radio tower, will connect the station's new Fort Worden studios with its main broadcasting tower on North Jacob Miller Road. Environmental, historical preservation, and safety details will be addressed before construction begins, according to information presented to the council. At Monday's meeting, Deputy Mayor David Faber said that KPTC program is essential to the public. Aside from our regular broadcasts, we also provide necessary information services during an emergency, according to the resolution. After several pandemic-induced delays, the station is scheduled to move into the new headquarters on Fort Worden State Park this summer. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon and Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening.